This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let's talk about USPs, unique selling propositions, as we play the game of lease-up in self-storage. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses training that I offer small investors who want to get into self-storage business or grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the free training I offer, like this episode, or the courses I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But let's talk about converting potential customers in the self-storage business into customers. Now, recently I've done a lot of writing and talking about high-tech solutions, chat bots, ways to track our phone calls using AI and software programs. But today I want to go back to some basics that we use and have had a lot of success with, even in this age of high-tech solutions, and that's creating USPs, which are unique selling propositions. We talked about this last Friday in our Inner Circle group. I thought I'd go into more detail in this episode about USPs and at least how we've used them with a lot of success. Now, this might sound salesy or like a sales technique, but let's be clear. If you're in the self-storage business and you're not selling, you're not going to be in the self-storage business very long. One of the best things we've ever done to support our managers and our team is creating and using USPs as we interact with customers, even if we're using chatbots today. You know, a high-tech solution or AI is only as good as the person who creates it and programs it. Number of calls, website hits, number of inquiries we get there, that's all great information. But at the end of the day, it's the conversions from potential customers to customers that determines whether you stay in business or not. Let me share with you how our team uses USPs to do that. So what is a unique selling proposition? It is a feature, we'll talk about that in a minute, that distinguishes you from your competition. Now, whether we like it or not, most of the public relate to self-storage as a commodity, like money. Money's a commodity. Very often people relate to storage units and storage facilities as commodities. USPs begin to alter that thinking and begin to distinguish us from our competition in our trade area. And as we all know, there's usually a lot of competition in our trade area. So let me share with you some of the more unique USPs that we've created. We usually get together with our team and we sit down and we compare our facility to our competition in our trade area and we come up with what differentiates us from our competition. Here are some USPs you might not have ever thought about. 35-foot drive lanes, having underground drainage, facilities that have or don't have sprinklers, only selling disc locks at our facilities, locking in rent for 6, 8, 12 months, no history of break-ins, no history of flooding, we're open 24 hours, we close at 10. Yes, even closing at 10 can be a USP. There's all the normal features a facility might have, like gates, fencing, cameras, controlled access, smart locks. Almost every facility will have some or all of those. What we look for when we're creating USPs is something that distinguishes us from our competition. So you're beginning to get, you got to know what your competition is. You got to know the strong points and the weak points of your competition. We'll talk about that in a minute. Now, unique selling proposition, USPs, are just features. And here's the key to understand. Features don't sell. Benefits sell. Now, I don't care how analytical you are or how above an emotional response we think we are, but all human beings take action based on emotions. Features don't trigger an emotional response. Benefits do. We train our team and our chatbots not to say a feature without a benefit. And if we get a call like, what is the price of a 10x10? And our 10x10 is the most expensive in the marketplace, what we will do is give the price of a 10x10, then give another feature benefit. We never give a feature without giving a benefit. If we don't think the feature we're talking about or answering the question to creates enough of a benefit, we will give another feature benefit, a USP. So let's take a quick look what some of the benefits of the USPs might be. 35-foot drive lanes. That's a feature. We came up with that feature because we noticed that many of the competitions on a particular facility that we had very narrow drive lanes. And we actually were in one of these facilities and saw a moving van blocking a whole number of units that customers couldn't get to while that moving van was loading and unloading. So the USP, the feature, is 35-foot drive lanes. The benefit of that USP is you will always be able to access your stuff. You're never going to be blocked out from getting access to your unit. We've had people come to our facility and rent because they were in facilities close by that had very narrow drive lanes and couldn't always get to their units because they were blocked out by somebody else. If you rent with us, you will always be able to get to your stuff. Underground drainage is a feature. We noticed that we were one of the few in our area that actually had underground water runoff. And as you know, most self-storage is built at a 1.5% grade. And what we saw was in heavy rain events, and we're getting more heavy rain events, that the units towards the bottom of the grade, the water would come up over that 2-inch lip and seep under the doors into the units. So the feature is having underground drainage. The benefit is your stuff's never going to get wet at our place. We've had people move into our place because in heavy rain events, sometimes water seeped under the doors and their goods that they were storing got wet. That doesn't happen at our facility. Benefit. Get the picture? Now, if we're on a phone call giving USPs and features and benefits, and it's clear we're not going to rent on that call, we always attempt to set an appointment up, and we always give that potential customer questions to ask the competition when they call them. And we give them the questions that we know the answers to, like, when was the last time your facility flooded? When was the last time you had a break-in? We always give them questions to ask the competition. This is strategic selling. This is using USPs in a way to market your facility and create a distinction and set you apart from the competition and create benefits that will have people rent from you more often. So you can see it's important to know your competition, what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. Every facility has strengths and weaknesses, including yours. Yours will have some weaknesses too. We highlight what distinguishes us from our competition, and we create the benefits of what those distinctions are. So how do you gain insight into your competition? One of the best ways is to rent a unit there. Rent a unit, walk the facility, see what's good about it, see what their weaknesses are. Don't pay on time once or twice. See how they handle late notices. See how often you get price increases. See what type of customer service is there. If there's a number of close by facilities that are your main competition, you may not want to rent a unit at all of them, but maybe your partners can. We've even had managers go and rent units. We've even hired good employees at other facilities to come to our facility because we saw that was a unique selling proposition that they had. Here's my coaching. Create USPs that are unique and separate you from your competition. And then create benefits and then use them. And you can have fun doing this. Your team can have fun doing this. They don't have to be fancy. They just have to be real. That's my thoughts on using USPs today. Go out and have fun with them. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. Thank you for being with me today, and I look forward to being with you next week.